We're doing Sefer Magen Midvanah, and the Magen Midvanah had taken us to a new topic, a Kabbalistic topic, the idea of how our prayers affect things up above. And the Magen Midvanah had said, you might ask, why does our blessing, does our prayer affect anything in the heavens? So he said, that's because our soul is still connected up above. And we're on page Shin Ayin Dalet, the bottom of the page, the last paragraph. וכבר גילה לנו החכם עליו השלום, and King Solomon in his wisdom already revealed to us, peace be upon him, שמן תורק שמך, Hashem's name is like oil that's poured. So the simple reading of that verse is, when you have a fine oil, when you have an oil that has good perfume to it, if you want to smell it, you pour it. And as you pour it, it emits its smell. If you leave it in a closed bottle, you don't smell anything. But our sages understood there's a deeper meaning to this verse. So the simple meaning, again, is you're like a fine oil that everyone wants to pour to smell from the perfume. That's how Hashem, His name gets famous throughout the world. Hashem does one miracle for Am Yisrael, Yitziat Mitzrayim, and boom, His name gets famous around the world. So Hashem's name, so to speak, is compared to a vessel filled with a wonderful oil, what's called Afar Simon. So if you have a glass vessel, a glass bottle that's closed with this perfume inside, it has potential to give smell, but it's not actively giving smell yet. And if someone comes by, and he moves the vessel, He shifts it, he moves it from its place. So then, by moving the oil, you can affect the air. You can give off the smell. The same is true with regards to Hashem's blessed name. Hashem's name is like a stream that's a source of blessing and good. But it doesn't affect the world, unless we do something to affect it. It has potential. It's like the radio waves in the air. There are radio waves all the time. But if you don't have the transmitter, if you don't have the what do they call them? The radio transistor. If you're not catching the pulse, if you're not catching the wave, then it's out there. No one hears it. It doesn't affect anything. Hashem is constantly transmitting to the world. There's blessing. But who can tap into it? Man has to tap into it. When a person mentions Hashem's name down below, when he makes a blessing here, he affects things up above. As he explained earlier, that's the Kabbalistic concept that when we do something down below, we affect the blessings up above. That's the fruits of man's actions and the land of life, so to speak, the afterworld, not the world down below. He koltuv Adonav biyadohu. Man has control of all the good in his hand. Litpalel ulvarech uleodot. A person can pray, can bless, can give thanks. Uvazeh chalkel kol olam dei machsoro. And by his behaving in this manner, so he's ensuring that blessing will come to the world, and the world will have what it's lacking. V'lacheni mechasar ma'atvila u'min ha'brachot. So if a person misses a prayer, whoops, forgot shachris, whoops, forgot mincha, a person forgets to bless. How many times does a person finish eating and he forgets to make an after blessing? Or he eats something and he doesn't make a blessing beforehand. So it's not only that he diminishes the blessings he's giving up above, but we say that down below we get blessings that correspond to the blessings we give up above. And that's the example the Talmud said. It's as though he's stealing from Hashem, and he's stealing from the Jewish people. He's stealing from Hashem. He owed the blessing. He didn't give it. He's stealing from the Jewish people because the world would be more blessed if we would make more blessings. Now, obviously, he's talking about a blessing with a kavanah. Blessing with kavanah means I stop and I think and I hold the item in my hand and I slowly say what I'm about to say. Let's think about the last time we said Asher Yotzer. What am I saying? You created me with such wisdom, with apertures, with canals, and if things didn't work right, I wouldn't be able to live. Blessed are you, Hashem, who fashioned man with such wisdom and keeps curing man. We You know, how long does the average person live on dialysis? About 4 years. We have dialysis machines, but people's bodies can't last on a dialysis machine. So our kidneys work, and we go to the bathroom, and then we come out of the bathroom and we say, thank you. It works. Our body can purify itself. And God forbid when it doesn't work, so person's finished. That's why people need transplants. So how do we make the blessing? When we say a blessing is a source of blessing, the blessing we say is a source of blessing to the world, it means a blessing that was said with intent. Yes?
From what I've understood, it seems like the blessings can only go down from where they were, let's say, 100 years ago, where there's a certain amount of food and there's a certain amount of blessings, but there's only one blessing for every food. And then when people don't make a blessing for the food goes down.
I don't know, even though he seems to make it make the correlation direct, I don't know. I'm not sure he means it as simply as he says it. If I didn't make a blessing today, so then next year there'll be a shortage of tomatoes. I don't think that's what it means. How exactly it plays itself out, I have no idea. I don't know. I don't think it's that simple. For example, a poor man takes food on credit, and then he comes back and pays. So when he comes back and pays off his credit, he's accomplishing two good things. Number one, in retrospect, he didn't steal. He took food. He paid off now. Now he didn't steal. Secondly, if he shows that he pays off his debt, so then the store owner will give him credit next time. And if he does not pay, then he causes two types of harm. Number one, it's stolen goods by him. Because secondly, the store owner won't want to give credit not to him nor to anyone else. He'll be concerned. The same is true when a person doesn't bless. He's stealing from Hashem because Hashem owns everything and you're allowed to enjoy the world, but Hashem says, pay up, you have to give a blessing. He's also stealing from the Jewish people because Hashem won't give on credit to others either. And as the verse says in Ecclesiastes, one person who sinned can destroy a lot for a lot of people. I don't know about lack of intention. He's saying omitting the blessing. A lack of intention is improper, but he's talking about a person who doesn't bother focusing to remember to make a blessing, to give thanks. So he says, on the one end, he's acting improperly towards his Creator. On the other end, that has a broader effect, and he's acting improperly to his fellow man. There's an important message here, though. He alluded to a very important idea, which is relevant in business. It's relevant in life. I was once at a Shabbos table by a businessman who supplies goods to supermarkets in Israel. He supplies goods to supermarkets also in the Palestinian Authority. And he was talking to his son-in-law, and his son-in-law said to him that week the trucks came in from the Palestinian Authority to pick up their goods. They meet at a certain crossing and they transfer the stuff from his trucks to the Palestinian trucks. And the Palestinians told him, we don't have the checks with us, we'll pay you next week. And his son-in-law said, I didn't give him the goods. He said, no, I'm taking the goods back to the warehouse. And he said they only picked up the goods 2 days later. And he said it was a waste of time, and it was a waste of their money. So his father-in-law was the old boss of the business. His father-in-law said, look, you did right, because you have to understand what happens. They are our customers for a number of years. If you give them without accepting a check, they know that you can't go into the Palestinian Authority and persecute them. And what happens next is they have to think, do we want to pay or not? If they don't pay, so we lose double. Not only do we lose the value of all the goods you gave them, but they will never again buy from us because they know that they can't come back because they didn't pay. So we lost the customer. When you insisted, I can't give you the goods without paying, so then you saved the customer. Even though he got upset at you and he yelled at you and he said, I'll pay you and everything. If you would have given it to him and he wouldn't have paid, it's not only the money we would have lost on the goods. That we could lose. That we could have afforded. But we couldn't afford to lose the client. So it struck me. I wouldn't have thought of that step, the next step, that you lose the client when they don't pay. They don't want to come back. That's what the Magen Midvina said. When a poor person doesn't pay his loan, so then he also precludes himself and other people obtaining loans in the future. We have to think of the next step as well.